We're going to hear now from some of Latin America's top pop stars. They are a brother and sister duo from Mexico. They have racked up a lot of awards, and they just wrapped up a world tour. While long embracing their bicultural heritage, current tensions between the United States and Mexico over migration have plunged this duo into the thick of a debate over migrant families. NPR's Carrie Kahn spoke to the siblings Jesse and Joy at the end of their tour in Mexico City.
Cuando estabas junto a mí, nuestra luz era cero.
Jesse and Joy Huerta, both in their 30s, have been a staple in Latin American pop circles for more than a decade. Jesse, with his trademark wide-brimmed fedoras and tattoos, plays guitar and piano. Joy brings the melodies and harmonic high notes. Over the last 10 years, they've racked up plenty of awards, winning their first Grammy last year for Best Latin Pop Album, Un Besito Más.
Solo un besito más.
The song's official video, with 3 million views, looks at the struggle of a mother and father facing deportation and their decision to leave their U.S.-born daughter behind. While making the video, Jesse says he and his sister dove deep into the plight of separated families. Talking at a popular restaurant near downtown Mexico City, Jesse says speaking both languages and holding two passports gives them a unique place to speak out for those not as privileged.
Why are we so lucky and blessed enough that we can travel back and forward without exposing our lives and this and that? And that just made us commit more to it.
Joy says hopefully their music can change hearts and minds.
I think it's a matter of respect. And if we give people information enough just to respect one another, I think we can help.
Their music success has helped cement them as binational bilingual advocates, a role Joy tearfully embraced in last year's Grammy acceptance speech.
We are so proud to be Mexican-American, so this goes to all the Hispanics out there in this country, to every minority group. We are with you. We stand with you.
Their advocacy gets special play at their concerts, like during this recent wrap-up of their world tour in Mexico City. But many fans say they came for the hits, especially their recent updated single with Cuba's reggaeton duo, Gente de Zona. The siblings' dive into reggaeton is quite the wholesome foray into the genre, better known for scantily clad dancers and profane lyrics. In fact, the duo sometimes strikes a reminiscent chord of 1970s brother and sister pop icons, Donny and Marie Osmond. That simplicity, though, an outlier in today's music scene, is what draws 22-year-old fan Carla Hernandez Pedraza to Jesse and Joy.
Su manera de ser, son muy sencillos, son muy lindos.
I love the way they are, says Hernandez. They're just really down-to-earth, lovely people, she adds. Church factor big in the roots of Jesse and Joy. Borrowing instruments from their father's evangelical church band helped them learn music. And while they started off writing and singing in Spanish, both languages got equal play in their Mexico City home. Dad is Mexican, mom is from Wisconsin, and Joy says she had strict rules.
No Spanglish at home. She's like, no, just stick to one language. I guess she wanted us to really get both languages separately.
You would think moving into English language albums would be natural for the perfectly bilingual duo now, but like many of their fellow Latin American artists, it's a tough calculation.
We want to, but we just don't want to lose our crowd, you know, our fan base. We don't want them to think that we're, you know, like you're selling yourself. No, we wanted it to feel natural.
While they haven't committed to all English quite yet, Jesse and Joy have released several cuts, like the melodic Echoes of Love.
Nothing left to say now. Every word is worn out. You and I are almost gone, fading like a broken song. And if I really listen, I hear you.
Talking to fans at their recent Mexico City concert, Jesse and Joy shouldn't worry about being labeled sellouts.
Ah, pues la verdad, súper orgullosas de que hablen bonito de México en otro lado.
We are all just so proud of them, says 18-year-old Fatima Garcia, who traveled 6 hours by bus to get to the concert. She says she loves the positive image they reflect of Mexico and Mexicans these days, especially in the U.S. Jesse and Joy are set to play in Los Angeles this coming August. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.